A group of Philadelphia small businesses will get a chance to try out the retail concepts on Market Street this summer as part of an initiative to spruce up the struggling business corridor. The properties are owned by Comcast and the 76ers and will be set up temporarily to host pop-ups. Prima Gupta is CEO of the Center City District Business Organization.
Our purpose here really is filling gaps. Candidly, like the best case scenario, some of these retail vacancies are leased up by a more permanent retailer. But, you know, while there is vacancy and while there are these opportunities, we're trying to fill some of those gaps.
A city advisory group is also working on a broader strategy to encourage development and revive the historic Market East shopping district. Officials say they expect the group to release its recommendations before the end of the year. Mayor Sherelle Parker's latest budget proposal includes $10 million for modular home factories in Philadelphia. WHYY's Aaron Moselle has the details.
Parker wants to make Philadelphia a hub for modular home manufacturing. The push is part of her signature housing plan, which seeks to create and preserve 30,000 housing units. She laid out her vision during her budget address Thursday.
I want you to think about like three shifts, working 24/7, family-sustaining union jobs to build affordable and workforce homes for Philadelphians who need housing right now. Right now we need that housing. We can't wait.
For now, it's unclear how many factories may be built or where. Parker has floated the idea of using sites with persistently vacant schools, as well as the Logan Triangle, a long vacant parcel in North Philly. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.
Checking the weather now, and our little summer vacation has definitely come and gone. Back to regularly scheduled programming. It's 42 degrees right now in Philadelphia, going up to about 49 today. Saturday looks pretty nice, sunny, but a bit breezy, high 54. Sunday, high 53.